How is one shaming himself today when the Yitzhara is very extensible and his Yitzhara is pounding him to make a severe breach in Shmiras Yinayim? This is a very, very serious question, and it really needs a good mazgiach. I can just tell you a little bit what I know. The Yitzhara is very extensible and pounding to make a severe breach in Shmiras Yinayim. So this boy is writing Edel, but everybody knows what he's talking about. So this Basmadaf, the Yitzhak that I is Tiger, very, very stark and very alive, and the only way to be Nitzel is Aidei Boshtet, a Torah tablet, and a person has to be looking and learning. And the Rambam says, Klor, that Hurim are only Mizgaber, only in somebody that is leave poni min hachochma, but leave moli min hachochma, there's no mokum tvisa for the rehuva. But the problem is that so many people, even though they want to learn, but they're not shy after being a leave moli min hachochma, that they're always so taken by it. Is there any other eitzah for them? Is there any way for them? And the Mizrach Yisharim says, in my boy really mutza any other eitzah, there's no other eitzah. So only the people that can really have the ability to legal learning are the only ones who are going to be nitzel. When the person the Yitzhak comes and tells him to go make a severe breach in Shemiras Yinayim, what he should be aware of is a few things. If he thinks he's going to go to a hotel and lock himself in behind the door and see what he wants and get away with it, he must be told Mirosh, he will not get away with it. It'll have an effect on him that'll be so nicker on him. Any maven will know exactly what he did and where he did, and where his mind is, and where his thoughts are. He himself will torture himself for this, what he did, what he was nichshol. The person himself will condemn himself to torture. He'll start getting upset, start getting angry. A deep dissatisfaction is going to start growing in him. He is himself going to kill himself for it. If only the Yitzhak doesn't tell you that, he only tells you whatever time of Yishmak he knows how to even build it up and to say it, but he doesn't tell you the after effect and how it eats up the person alive. This, that he wasn't Mizgaber Kigiber and he wasn't Oymi Kenegan Yitzhak, and he let this tumah go through him and knows it's a big stira to his whole Metzias Ruchni. So it tears him to pieces, stagnates him, and makes him paralyzed in his Yoni Ruchni. There are yeshiva Bachim that are officially learning yeshiva, that inside them Mu'ucholus Aprimius in Gansen, Achman al-Islam. They're making the moves, they're living the life, they're learning with the Chavusa, but their mind is elsewhere, their heart is elsewhere, they are destroyed, they're pieces of destruction. And it was because of a little curiosity and a little bit of this. That you don't know what havoc you're doing to yourself with it. Yitzhak just gives you the attractive part of it. Yitzhak is about something which is a tour of care of a person, but he doesn't tell you what you're going to pay for it. And not only that, and it's begoli, it's not besesa. It's going to be very nicky in your meisim, and in your madrega, and your level of thoughts, and your shifas. It could extinguish an entire ruach in a person. So any maven that has any little shaykhs to him will immediately be able to say what he did, what he's up to, what he's doing wrong. If you would call the hotline, the Znus hotline, or the Chenech hotline, and there'll be mevinim there sitting and answering the phone, a woman calls up and says, well, my son is getting angry, his little brother, he never used to fight with him, and now he comes home and he fights with him, the guy on the hotline will be able to tell you exactly what he's doing wrong. What is bringing out that chaos? He's angry at his little brother because his little brother is still innocent and pure and naive, and he was matamatzmai, and he's eating himself up, and he can't stand it, and he can't forgive his little brother, and he'll tell you exactly what he's doing. Tell me exactly what he gets angry, what is it? And the guys with the hotline, the guys who know the business, could tell you. So there's nothing besesa, Rabbi Yisai. There's nothing besesa. It doesn't need the tzeif and the stars for it. It's going to neither. If for any maven, and anyone could always just call the hotline and find out exactly what he's doing wrong. Nobody's getting away with anything. That's the first thing that he should tell himself. That if he's not prepared to do it, he should not do it. There is no tzina in this area. if it's sin even once, it's nimshach. It's this. It's paishus tura, leivish tura. You know, the reich of the person is just gonna. It's just gonna be there. That's one point he should tell. The other point he should tell himself is that the fantastic opportunity he has if he's taka oimid kineged yitzri, and even though his yitzri is pounding on him to make a severe breach, and he doesn't do it, you know, it's at that point it's only his yir shemayim and only his belief in a omnipotent b'yirei olam that's maneir him. And the schar for that and the akorah for that is tremendous. The maila, mishi osher adam leyov aver and nisle schar kaysi mitzvah. But I've seen that Mishnah in Machi state that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said this lamed vav krisis yesh b'teira. Lamed vav ways of losing your life. Zogt Rav Shimon Bar Yochai kal v'chaymer that this lamed vav chiyus in teira. Meaning anyone who's perish from one of those lamed vav krisis in, gets a certain chayim ruchnim in him, and that chayim ruchnim can give him so much. Well, I'm not talking about dafkin yanavel. It can give him a ruach gvura now, a ruach das viras Hashem. He can be zeichet the dvorim, the shmoyim labidosei. He can be zeichet to understand learning and get the richtige maimed and the scheven, the richtige sheduchim, the richtige everything coming his way. He can overcome all the obstacles and all the things that are paining him. If you just be zeichet to this chayim that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is talking about, that clapping the lamed vav krisis, this lamed vav things that should see voice of a chayba, and the disproportionate amount of the lamed vav krisis in on Yoni Arayis and bedev to beis mizgaba, that shiris. If you just would understand, if you just see it clearly, the shaylul that the Yetzer Hara is offering him, and what is being offered if he's perish, if you just see it clearly and just have a very good awareness of it, that itself should help him overcome the Yetzer Hara. But this is, you know, Rabbi said, this is a very big problem, and there are people who need chizik tomid on this. Usually the people who fell in once. That's part of the price that they pay. Once they were just a little curious here, but it's a little bit like crack that could be addictive. You know, a person could just get hooked even one time. You know, it's a very dangerous thing. Very, very dangerous. A person heard it's dangerous, but there's always like a shtickle thing. It won't affect me. It will affect you. This is all shtusa. People, there are people walking around that are empty, destroyed. Empty is a lashon kiyei kala. People are really destroyed from the certain images and visions and things that are really being matched them. And it's yilei balarachmim. But again, he should keep in mind clear the tutzad that he's being offered. He should feel like Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. That happens. Shnei drachim lefon ayin yudei abeizid erom belichem. He says it's very clear. He has a gan eden lefonav and gehenim lefonav. I'm not sure the thing is that is. I mean, because Shom does say that there's no other eitzer, and we're giving other eitzer. So what I'm hoping is, I'm assuming on the other basis, Shom, that the people who already came out of the maze, they could tell you, they could be madrichim. So this would be the hadrocha that the people who were menatzeach the mikolas don, their chokhmah was they were massive this bechokhmosam. So hopefully, if you could shtel through to that and be bottled to their chokhmah, then you'd be able to be shayach to that. In other words, what they achieved from their leiv mali chokhmah, they could share with you. That's what I'm hoping for.
He knows it's all, but he doesn't feel it.
Well, he's going to start feeling you when you start giving you a clear visual thing of the korbanos that he's going to see, right? Let's you be able to show him the guy that we're talking about that inside is totally destroyed, and he's totally stagnated, and he has no ruchnis the geshiva, and he's just going through the moves. He doesn't even believe he's being shemesh shabbos, and he has to be shemesh shabbos. He doesn't even believe that because Baruch Shabbos. You just show him the person. You just the more clear it is, the more awareness is the only hope. Pasha, the more das and seichel that he has. So that's the kind that he can overcome it. Yeah, if he wants to blind himself and just do it, I can't help him. I mean, this guy's asking for help. What thought should he have? You say he's doomed. I say there's hope. Okay, and there's a bold time in Sinai. See, there was will. He wants to. There was will to help him. Has a C.I. Dishmai in the rain. You know, there is hope. Okay, next question. Let's get over this time because this can go for hours. It does need hours, but it needs a good masgiach. I mean, this is not, it's a little beyond the purview of my activities.